Please turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to speak to you today in a topical fashion. And the first verse I would like for you to look at will be in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And there will be several references. You can write them down or follow along in the outline as well. But I don't speak too many topical messages, but we're going to give you one today. Most of you know that I love the game of basketball, and I have played the game since fifth grade, and while I was not good enough to play high school ball, I did play a little bit in college. I spent many hours in the open gym and in the parks where guys from all over would come, and we'd play pickup games. And since both of my boys have been small, they have played basketball, and I've been their biggest fan since their youth. So with 40-plus years under my belt, I think I understand the game pretty well. Now, I've said all that to say this. If I've learned anything about the game of basketball, I have learned that if a player doesn't know the fundamentals, they will not be a good player, or the team will suffer. And I'm not talking just about the rules, but if a player cannot dribble, if they can't pass, if they can't shoot properly, then he or she is not going to be much of a player. And if I were a coach, I would practice the fundamentals over and over and over again. I would want every player to be able to control the ball, to make good passes, to rebound effectively, and to shoot well. And so without the learning of those basics and practicing those basics, they will not do so. Now, if you would stop and think about it, this is true in many facets of our lives. Every one of us started out learning the ABCs. We counted the 1s, 2s, and 3s. We learned red and yellow and blue and green. We started out with the simple and we moved to the complex. And I submit unto you that our Christian life is often like that. We start out as babes and we grow. We begin immature and we mature. We know very little, but hopefully we will learn a lot. And where we were once students, we should become teachers. But all of these areas have the fundamentals. These are the things which are the building blocks, and we call them the basics. And so we say in our society, let's get back to the basics. You understand that concept. And this may be true in sports or in education, in the arts, or even in the workplace. And it is also true in the Christian realm. For sometimes we might wander. Our love might grow cold. Our desire might diminish. Our roaring flames of Christian service might dull to a flicker. And when that happens, we need to get back to the basics. We must practice fundamental Christianity. It is therefore my objective to bring this matter to your attention today. And if you're weak or faltering on the fundamentals, then I would encourage you to get back to the basics. Return to your roots. A few verse references that I want to make mention to. In Psalm 11, verse 3, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And what we learn is a foundation is very important. Fundamentals are foundational. And then in Proverbs 22:28, the Scripture says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Some things are solid, some things are set. Do not move away from them. And so if you play basketball, then adhere to the fundamentals. The more you do, the better basketball player you will be. If you're in the arts or in education, any kind of thing in your life, even as a Christian, if you're not following the fundamentals, you will not be as God intends for you to be. So I would like to speak to you today what I've entitled, Back to the Basics. Back to the Basics. Let's pray. God in heaven, thank you for the privilege of being in your house. Thank you for those who are here. And Lord, we realize that some cannot make it because of sickness. Others are providentially hindered. Lord, we ask that you be pleased to heal the sick and bless those who are traveling, keep them safe. And God, we pray that you bless the bereaved, that you would comfort them and just meet every need of every heart. And Lord, for all of us here today, we want to honor you. We worship you. And Lord, you know us. And if there's any here today that is lost, we ask that you would convict them of their sin and draw them to Jesus and grant unto them repentance and faith that they'd be saved even today. And may those of us who are saved search our hearts today, and may we see how we're doing in the fundamentals, and Father, we ask that if there's a need for us to return to the basics, Lord, just draw us back to that. So, God, we ask that your will be done. We give you the honor and the glory and the praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to talk to you today in a topical fashion about back to the basics. And I'm speaking, of course, in the realm of Christianity and Christian thinking. Now, I'm not going to talk about the fundamentals of the Christian faith. In other words, it's not going to be a doctrinal discussion today. But I'm going to focus on Christian service. And as I mentioned in the introduction, we can grow cold. We can backslide if you accept that kind of terminology. We can go away from God. And if we do, we need to get back to the basics. And so the first thing I would like to mention is a few basic fundamentals that we want to concern ourselves with. It is in regard to Christian service. And as we do, I want to give you Webster's Dictionary definition, first of all, for the word basic, and then the word fundamental. The word basic means of or relating to or forming the base or essence. And Webster's gives us the synonym fundamental. It constituting or serving as the basis or starting point. It also defines it as something that is basic. It's fundamental. And as we've already used that phrase, getting back to the basics. So you know what that word basic means. You know the context of which we're using it today. Now that word fundamental is defined by Webster as serving as a basis, supporting existing or determining essential structure or function. It's just something that is basic. That's the synonym. And it's of central importance, a principle. And I think you would agree with me that all basics, all fundamentals are principles of which we can apply to our life. And boy, what a difference that'll make in whatever area those principles apply. So that being said, I want to list for you six basic biblical concepts, these principles, the basics that I would like to draw to your attention today. Now, you might want to add some more to that, or you might say, oh, well, I wouldn't put that one in there. That's entirely your prerogative, but I want to give you six today. And the first one is found in 2 Timothy and chapter 2, and in verse 15, I believe a very basic tenet of Christian walk, Christian service, is Bible reading and Bible study. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I believe that's a fundamental. I believe that's a very basic service for the Lord Jesus Christ, reading the Word of God. The Bible is God's love letter to you and to me. That's God's revelation to man. And if you want to know about God, and if you want to know about how to serve the Lord and how to honor Him in your life, if you're lost and you need to know about salvation and heaven and your condition, you need to look into the Bible, because that's where you're going to learn it. You must study the Bible. You must hear it preached. You must hear it taught. You must learn the Word of God. Basic, fundamental concept of Christian service is Bible reading, Bible study. How are you doing in that today? How are you know, it's just like in a basketball, and I go to basketball because that just sticks with my brain so much. You know, sometimes you watch players, and some can't dribble as well as others. What does the one that can't dribble need to do? Get out there and practice. So if you don't read very much, you don't study very much, then I encourage you, you just need to read a little bit more. Get out there and practice. You get the idea. First fundamental, Bible reading. Turn, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. This is a simple verse. There's only three words in this verse. And there are many verses which I could have used, but I'm just using this one just as the concept. A second basic, Christian basic, is private prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Not only should the Christian read their Bible and study their Bible so that they know what God has to say to them, you need to speak to the Lord. I encourage you to pray to God. Pour out your heart to Him. Tell Him things. If you're weak in that area of prayer, then you're going to be weak in that aspect of Christian basics. And so you want to study your Bible, you want to pray, you want to talk to the Lord. Let me give you a third basic Christian fundamental. Hebrews chapter 10. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10. I submit unto you, and it's my perspective, and I'm giving you as these my selection for some basic Christian biblical principles, fundamentals, basics, get back to the basics. Third one is church attendance. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching." And what it is an encouragement to be in the house of the Lord as oft as you can. Now, I'm not of the type and the bent that we're going to make it a legalistic concept and we're going to keep attendance, we're going to hound you every time you don't show up. I don't believe that that's necessary. I believe there's freedom and there's obligation and a response to the obligation before God, and we're going to let you take that obligation. And, of course, if you come all the time and then you start missing, we know that you're sick or you have some problem. But we're not going to hound you if you miss a service. But I want you to know, every time you miss something of the Word of God. You miss a blessing that would have been helpful. I don't know how many times that I've preached messages that I knew for a fact that it would have been helpful to the people if they would have been here. But they weren't here to hear it. But you're going to have to make that decision. And I encourage you to make church attendance a priority. The Bible says don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So you want to make that a fundamental. I'm telling you, you say, "Well, I can go out in the boat and I can worship God." Well, you can, but chances are if you're in a boat, you're not worshiping God, you're fishing. That's my understanding. If you're out in the woods, you're hunting, you're not worshiping God. So you come to the house of the Lord to worship the Lord. It's just a basic fundamental. Jesus instituted His church, and He placed a strong priority upon the church. I don't want to neglect His church. And so church attendance is a basic fundamental. It's just get to the basics. Bible reading, prayer, church attendance. Go back to Matthew chapter 6. And again, as I go through these things, there are many references I could have chosen. I tried to choose the simple ones. And just to express these things, I believe another basic biblical fundamental is financial support of the church. And that I'm not talking about it because I'm the pastor and I've received money and pay. I'm talking about you ought to finance the Lord's work. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 20 says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." And you'll notice the promise in the next text. It says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We're not saying to sell everything and give it to the church, but what we are saying is, you know what, there ought to be desire. What I have found that what people like is what they will invest in. What they're concerned about is what they will invest in. And if you love football, you know what? You'll invest in that sport. A lot of people today are spending a great deal of money and spending big dollars to go down to the Super Bowl game tonight. And you know what? That's their choice if they want to do that. You know why they do it? They'll invest it. They'll pay the tickets. They'll pay the motel. They'll pay all the expenses. And they'll drop $10,000, $20,000 in this day, in this function. You know why? Because they like the game. And I just encourage you as a Christian, you ought to love the Lord and love the Lord's work and love the house of the Lord and the people of the Lord and just simply invest in the Lord's work. That's a fundamental. That's basic. Then if you would, turn to Romans chapter 10. Let me give you number 5. Number 5. Have these been painless so far? I hope so. Sometimes you preach and you know it's kind of hurting sometimes, but hopefully these are painless. Number 5. We need to be reminded that a biblical Christian basic is we ought to desire to see lost people saved. You know, it's easy as a Christian to go along in our Christian walk and lose the zeal, lose the desire to see lost people come to Jesus Christ. I've chosen Romans chapter 10 as this verse to bear this out. Paul writes and he says, "Brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And that's just an expression of the Apostle Paul. Turn, if you will, back to Matthew chapter 28. That's an expression of the Apostle Paul for his own kindred. Paul was a Jew, and he cared for the Jews that they might be saved. And I wonder today, what kind of heartbeat you have, what kind of desire do you have for those whom you come into contact with, perhaps your neighbors, perhaps your co-workers, perhaps even absolute strangers that you meet from time to time. Is there any concern, any interest, any desire whatsoever that they might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? A fundamental basic concept for Christianity is we ought to desire to see people saved. Now, in Matthew chapter 28, where I asked you to turn, what we find here is the Great Commission, which is given to the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 18, "Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And what's the command? He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." What's the very first command that He gives in this great commission? He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." And what that is, it is to convert them. It is to preach that we are to evangelize. And so it ought to be our concern and a desire to see lost people saved. And there's two aspects of that, two viewpoints, and it's a matter of evangelism and missions. Evangelism we would consider to be that which is local, that which is around us, where we can be a witness within our own community and our surrounding communities. And then, of course, missions would be that which is extended beyond our area of influence. And so we send missionaries to other places, a home mission which would be within America, and foreign missions which would be to countries outside of the boundaries of the United States of America. And so we call that home missions and foreign missions. We ought to be interested in seeing lost people saved. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to quit your job, go out there, stand on a street corner, and talk to everybody that comes by. Now, if God tells you to do that, then you ought to do it. However, we ought to have a concern. We ought to have an interest. We ought to be seeker-friendly, if you will. Winsome to win. And we just need to be sensitive to those people around us. And we often come into contact with people who have great need, and they're looking for something. And we just need to be sensitive, and we need to be led of the Holy Spirit, that we would speak and have the courage to tell these people and direct them to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just very basic. That's very fundamental to our Christian walk, Christian service. The last thing is this. I'm going to invite you to turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, a very familiar passage here, and I believe is a biblical Christian basic, and that is spiritual interest in following God. If you name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that you're saved, that you're a Christian, there ought to be a desire within you to follow Jesus Christ, to be obedient unto Him. Now, again, I know we can become cold, we can backslide, we can fall away, we can be less zealous in following the Lord at some time as opposed to other times. I realize that. But the point is, that's a very basic thing. Christians ought to desire to live like Christians and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we've gone away from that, if we're not pursuing that fundamental, then we need to get back to the basic. So what we find in Romans chapter 12, again, there could have been many verses I could have chosen. But Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 gives us an insight into this. He says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." It's not illogical, it's logical. It's a reasonable service. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." One verse in relation to this, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. "All I submit unto you is as a Christian, if you believe that you have eternal life, as a Christian, recognize you're a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just say, 'Here am I, Lord, send me. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll be whatever you want me to be. I want to be yielded to you, lock, stock, and barrel. Every bit of me I want to follow you in my life.'" That's just really a biblical Christian basic. You say, why should I do such a thing? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where I've asked you to turn, in verse 19 and verse 20, Paul wrote and he said, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own?" You see, if you're saved today, God dwells in your heart by His Spirit. Now the next verse says, "You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." I ought to desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ because He bought me. He saved me. And I need to glorify Him in my life. These are very basic fundamentals of the Christian walk, Christian life. And let me give them to you very quickly once again. Bible reading, private prayers, church attendance, financial support, and desiring to see people saved, and the spiritual interest in following after the Lord. That's my first point. A few basics, a few fundamentals of the Christian walk. The second thing I want to bring to your attention, and we won't spend as much time on this one as we did upon the first, but I want to ask this question. What type of foundation do you have? Do you understand that your basics, your fundamentals, is your foundation? What is the condition of your fundamentals? What is the condition of your basics? What kind of foundation do you have? There are five that I'm going to list to you. you can make a practical application of this. I just submit unto you from the essence of, hey, the basics that I have. And you can apply it to any of the anything in this life, and these things will still bear out to be true. Number one, do you have a poor foundation? A poor foundation, because a poor foundation will produce a poor building. I'm not a builder. We have some people here that are working construction. And you know, if you're going to build anything, you have to have a proper foundation. And if you have a poor foundation, you're going to end up having a poor building. No matter how great you build that above it, if the foundation is poor, then it's not going to be a very good building. What kind of basics do you have in your life? Are they the right basics? Are they the correct fundamentals? Are they being tended to? Do you have a poor foundation or a good foundation? A second foundation is a cracked or a weak foundation. And you know, if you have a weak foundation or a cracked foundation, that's going to diminish the strength of the building. The building might be sound, but if the foundation's wrong, again, it starts to shift if it's cracked. And I know there's a slight difference between a poor foundation and a cracked foundation, but you can tell the difference. Some are better than others, but when you have a cracked one, one that is very, very weak, that's going to hinder the strength of the building. And once we talk about these basic Christian fundamentals here, the Bible reading, the prayer, and church attendance and these things, you know, if you're cracked in an area, can I say that? If you have a weak foundation in one aspect, you're going to be weak in other aspects. The reason why some people cannot play basketball very well is because they just never learn the foundation aspects. They never learn the fundamentals. And you work on those fundamentals and the other things will come along. You get the one, twos, and threes, and you can do the multiplication eventually. And you can do the division. Then you can do the calculus and all that. But you have to have the fundamentals first. And so you don't have a poor foundation. Do not have a crack or a weak foundation. And the third one may be a deteriorating foundation. What was a good foundation, a strong foundation, but it begins to deteriorate. And a deteriorating foundation will eventually cause a building to collapse, no matter how good the building is. And so you might have started out right, started out strong, you had all the fundamentals down, and you were great in all these areas, and if you would take a checklist, you'd say, yeah, well, I've got that one, I've got that one, I've got that one. That's the way it used to be, but you look at your life now, and you find that you're not as on fire as you used to be. You're not as concerned as you used to be. You're not as interested. And so you had the proper foundation, but now it's starting to deteriorate. It's not as important to you as it once was. A deteriorating foundation will eventually cause a building to collapse, and that's so true in the areas of the Christian life. If you make the things of Christianity a secondary priority in your life, they're going to keep deteriorating, and you know what? You're going to fall away from God, and eventually you're going to find yourself away from the Lord. Pay attention to the foundation. Pay attention to the basics, and if you've gone away, I just encourage you to get back to the basics. Number four, the type of foundation I might suggest unto you is a strong foundation. We know about strong foundations, and strong foundations enable a solid building. And, you know, even if the building isn't so great, if this foundation is right, that's going to strengthen up the building some. And so, but what you want is a strong building on a strong foundation, and then you're good to go, aren't you? But again, these foundations are just like building blocks. And if you have a wrong foundation, everything else is going to be wrong. And, again, you get the math. If you can't add, you're going to have a difficult time with algebra. You're going to have a hard time in when you get to geometry. If you're off in music, if you don't know F, A, C, E, and what is it, every good boy does fine or something like that, if you don't know all that and you can't pick that out, you're not going to do good in music. Now, obviously, I don't have very good fundamentals in music because I hardly got through I knew face, but every good boy does fine. That's about the extent of my music ability, and you can tell it. Amen. So, you got to have some fundamentals. You know that English? I never did care much for English, but the longer I've gone, and especially being into the ministry and things like that, I wish I'd have done better when I was in elementary school and high school about this matter of English. But if you don't know the eight parts of speech, you're going to have a real difficult time as English progresses. And you say, well, I don't need that thing. It'll never help me in my life. Boy, you just never do know. You might skid through high school and just slide through there thinking, oh, I'm never going to use English. And then you get out into the real world and you get a job and then you have to start writing reports. And people are going to read those reports. You have to give presentations before thousands of people. If you can't write, you're in a heap of trouble, aren't you? So you need to learn. You need to grow. Those are very foundational. Boy, if you have a strong foundation, what a difference it makes. Whether it's in the math or education, in the arts, in the sciences, and in English. I'll tell you, it's true in Christianity. Do you have a strong foundation? And let me submit unto you this last foundation. You know, some people have a wrong foundation. That's a problem. They just put down a wrong foundation to begin with, and a wrong foundation undermines the integrity of the building. You have to have a right foundation. You do any kind of building, you know what? They send inspectors out there to make sure you're doing the right thing. You lay the right foundation. It's the right deal for what's going up. And so if you're going to build a foundation for a one-story house, but you're building a five-story house, you got a big problem. And so you have to have the right foundation. Some people have a wrong foundation. When I'm talking about a matter of Christian principles. They grew up wrong. They didn't hear the truth. They didn't know what these truths are. And they heard this, they heard that. They have the wrong concepts. And they might be saved. But you have to do a little bit of tearing down and building back up because they have the wrong foundation. And so you have to search and know the Scriptures to know that you have the right foundation. And you want to have a strong foundation. Wrong foundations will question the integrity of the entire building. So what is it today? What kind of foundation do you have? Perhaps some of your ideas of the Christian basics could be this, that, or some other kind of thing. These are just very basic biblical principles I give to you today in Christian service. And I didn't even talk about doctrine. Some concepts that are floating out there today are just wrong altogether. But we need to know the Word of God, and we'll do the right thing. So you have to ask yourself, what type of foundation do I have? How are my fundamentals? What kind of basics do I have? Do I have a strong foundation or a weak or a cracked one or a deteriorating or even a wrong one on that? I want you to have a strong foundation today. Now then, I want to very briefly mention unto you a condition and response. As I talked about foundations, I speak about basics and fundamentals. There are four things that I want to mention unto you just briefly here. If you've denied the basics, denied them, then you need to receive them. And by denial, I mean, well, you just don't believe it. To you, it's just not a basic. It's just not a fundamental. It's like in basketball. Maybe you say, well, I play basketball, but you know what? I really don't care much about dribbling. Well, you might do the other thing, but if you don't dribble, I guarantee you, you're going to be short on the area of basketball because that's just a fundamental. And you might be sitting there today, and I've given you some of these, and you might just say, well, you know what, preacher? I just think you're crazy. And I don't think that's a basic. I don't think that's a fundamental. I don't think that has anything to do with me as a Christian. You have the right to deny that if you wish, but I encourage you that if you deny these things, if you don't believe them, then you need to receive them. You need to embrace them. Understand that these are basic fundamentals to the Christian walk, and I just want you to be back to the basics. Secondly, if you're disinterested, you need to be revived. That is, you believe these things to be true, but you just don't have much of a desire for them. Now, that happens. In every church, there are varying degrees of commitment and dedication. You have people that are highly dedicated, and you have people that have very little dedication, and everybody in between. I mean, you have the whole gamut, and people spread across there. I don't care what church you're in, you're going to find people with great commitment and people with low commitment, and you'll see people, sometimes they'll be there every service, every time the door's open, and every time they can be there, and other times you might not see them once a year. You know what? You just have that. And, well, if you're not interested in these fundamentals, if you're not interested in these basics, you need to be revived. If you're playing basketball and you say, well, I don't care much about rebounding, I don't care much about passing correctly, then you need to be revived if you want to play basketball, that is. And if you want to serve the Lord as a Christian, I would encourage you, if you're not interested in these things, you need to revive. Ask God to stir up your heart that you be revived about these basics. Number three, if you've departed, then you need to return. And by departed, I mean you believe the basics, you desire to have these basics, but you're hindered. There's just too many other priorities. You got too much on your plate. The Bible talks about that in the seed and the sower. The guy went out and he sowed seed, and one of the grounds that fell among was among the thorns. And it says in application or interpretation of that, Jesus said what it is that was good seed, fell among the thorns, and the cares and the riches and the thoughts of the world grew up and choked so that the seed could not be fruitful. And you know what? You might desire these things. You know it to be true. You believe it. You accept it. You even want to do it. But you just have so much going on, you just can't pay attention to it like you should. You know what that is? That's departing from these basics, and you just need to return. Reorganize your priorities so that you'll be what God would have you to be. And the last thing is this, and as a matter of conditional response, if you desire these things and you're good to go right now, you say, yeah, everything you said, I'm right on, then I just encourage you to repeat. That's what you do, repeat. You believe it, you desire it, you're doing it, then I say just keep it up. Just keep right on, continue. Keep doing what you're doing. And in fact, get better and get stronger by God's grace. And again, you go back to basketball. I started with the illustration. That's why I'm keeping it all the way through. It's because, you know what, even if you're good at dribbling and shooting and passing, you still have to keep practicing. You must keep it up or you'll get weak. You'll start making mistakes. Years ago, I could dribble. I had good ball control. I don't play much anymore. I don't get out there much. I just don't have the physical ability anymore. I don't have the time too much to do it. And now I can't do it too much because of my knees and everything else. I'm just falling apart. You know, I've tried to play a couple times, and I can't hardly dribble. I could dribble. Not anymore. You know why? Because I just don't dribble much. And my shot, whew, I never was a great shot, but it's even worse now. Do you know why? I never shoot. And you know the truth is, some of you are struggling in your Christian walk. Do you know why? You just don't practice. You don't do it. I would just encourage you to get back to the basics. There are a few verse references I want to give you in closing. These are biblical reminders. We're just going to look at the passages, read them, and just let God's Word speak to your heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you should be there in chapter 6. If you go back, it's right there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, here's some biblical reminders. Now what we find here in the church of Corinth is he writes to these people, he finds that there are some people that got away from the basics. You'll see it as we read these verses. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1, he says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal or fleshly, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal." These Corinthian Christians had fallen away. They become carnal. He says, I have to treat you like babies. Go, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. And that's a warning to us that as Christians, we can get away from the basics. We can weaken down. If we're not careful, we'll let things come in. We'll have cracked foundations. I mean, our foundations can deteriorate. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 says, "From when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." I tell you, as a Christian, you ought to be maturing, you ought to be developing, you ought to be growing. And if you say, I'm a Christian and I haven't grown very much, and I've been saved for such and such so many years, you know what? You need to ask yourself, man, what's wrong with my foundation? How come I haven't been growing? You just haven't been putting the time into it. You've got to put some effort. And so he talks to these people, and it demonstrates that it is possible for us to get away from the basics. We need to return to them. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're winding down. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul is praying for the Ephesian believers, and just notice what his prayers are. I think you'll see something here about the basics, his desire for them to follow after these Christian fundamentals. Ephesians 1, verse 16, he says, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." What's he pray for? "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give unto you" what? "The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." You see anything in there about development and growth and maturity? You do. Go over to chapter 4. Paul tells us the purpose for spiritual gifts and spiritual leaders in this text, and you'll see something here about growth and maturity. These basics are necessary. Chapter 4, verse 12. He says, it's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Growth, development, maturity. That's what we want to be for the Lord. I'm going to read two other verses. One is found in 1 Peter chapter 2. It's a very familiar text. Very simple text. He just simply says, 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Do you get the... I mean, I didn't use this verse for the fundamental or the basic of Bible study, but do you get the idea there? Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow. Last one is this, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Biblical reminder that we ought to grow. Take these basics, develop, practice them, get better. Verse 18, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I just ask you today, how are your basics? How are your fundamentals in Christian service? How are you doing in Bible reading and Bible study? How are you doing in the area of private prayer? How's it going in the area of church attendance today? What about the area of financial support? How are you doing? How's your heart in regard to the lost people? Do you have a desire that they might be saved? Do you have a concern for evangelism and world missions? Are you interested in that? And then I would ask you, what about the fundamental of spiritual interest in following God? Do you have a desire to follow the Lord, to be faithful to Him, and to do what God would have you to do? I just encourage you today as a Christian, if you're away, if you've wandered, if you're cold, if you just have a lack of interest, I encourage you to get back to the basics. Back to the basics. And if you're here and you're lost, the first thing you need to do, that first step, is to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it won't be any good to do all these things and act like a Christian if you're not truly a Christian. Salvation is in the heart, and Christ brings us alive and makes us new creatures in Christ. You must be born again first. Then you can live as God would have you to live. So if you're lost, you must be saved. If you're saved, do you need to get back to the basics? You have to determine that as God speaks to your heart. I encourage you to get back to the basics. Life Force to stand and sing. Brother Paul, would you please come? The invitation simply is this, is right where you are, as God speaks to your heart, as He moves in you. You know His leadings. You know His promptings. And I pray that you would just respond to Him. If you're lost, that you might be saved. And if you're saved, that you would respond to Him as He leads you in your life, about your basics, what you're doing, how you're doing. And maybe you're doing great in one area, not so great in another. Whatever God does in your heart, just be responsive to Him. That's our desire for you today. Father, thank You for the day. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the opportunity to share it. And I pray that You'd overcome any frailty of speech that I might have had. Don't let there be any hindrance. And may You take the truths of Your Word and apply it to the hearts of Your people, that, Lord, they would be and we would be as we would ought to be. And, Lord, if we've gone astray, let us get back to the basics. Let us practice and continue to do that which You'd have us to do. And again, we pray for the lost that they might be saved. We thank You for what You're going to do in every life today, and we give You the glory for it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.